It is 8:12. It's Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Meredith, Nick Isher. Tyler has the day off. Well, Monday, boy, this has been going on for a long time, nearly 30 years now, the annual Martin Luther King Jr. Day breakfast. Pam Davidson, our guest this morning. Pam, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning,
I'm sorry,
Tom.
For that mistake.
That's all right.
Because the King Breakfast had their own committee, right?
Right. It's okay. The Martin Luther King Celebration Committee.
Yes, thank you.
And it's really been active for 40 years.
Oh, my goodness. Okay.
And so, they used to have a dinner, and then around 30 years, they've had a breakfast. Mm-hmm. So, yes.
Yeah, so that is going to be coming up on Monday morning, and it's going to be at the First Lutheran Church here in Galesburg, 364 Waters. This is what? Like 3 years in a row?
3 years
at the First Lutheran, yeah.
Yes. We rotate churches to make it a community event, but this time, they were so grateful and said, "Let's do it here." And we have a great time, whatever venue that we have, and we're just so thankful. But next year it might be at another venue within the Galesburg community.
Well, you mentioned it being a community event, and if you've never been, I would highly recommend that you go, because people might not realize what a diverse event this is. And that's what it's all about, is diversity,
diverse.
And that we've got a really diverse community here. And the event, because some people think, okay, well, Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., he was about civil rights, isn't that rights for people of color? Well, yeah, that's true, but he was also about us all. We're all the same people, and that's what a lot of what this breakfast is about.
Oh, definitely. Martin Luther King could not have done what he'd done and been a part of it without human beings, all people of all colors, all religious backgrounds. When they came together, things changed. And we forget that so many people died, black, white, Jewish faith, Christian faith. You know, they died for some of the movement to continue, and especially look at Selma, look at different things, the Freedom Riders. There were white people on that bus when they bombed it. So, and it's about educating our community, and our community is so diverse and so rich, and they come out for the breakfast. It's 7:30 in the morning. And I always say it's a breakfast, not a brunch. So they're out at 9 or before 9, and people come out, and it's a great turnout. So if you haven't been there, I encourage you to come, because it is a wonderful time, from music to middle school essay winners. They're educating us, Tom, on so many things, and they're going to be speaking. Their essays this year was on Fannie Lou Hamer. She was a civil rights activist, and she urged people to get out to vote. So.
Yeah, and that's such a cool thing you mentioned, that we all get educated, because especially like this time around, like, I think last year was Frederick Douglass
was
the topic. And just to hear these young people, and again, these are young people of all colors that participate in the essay contest, and it's just amazing to hear the research they didn't hear about. So this is one, maybe, because I can say honestly, I have no idea who Fannie Lou Hamer is, so this is one I could definitely learn something.
Oh, yes. The middle schools, they make it a sort of a competition. We receive well over 200 some essays. Churchill, Lombard, there's been winners from Costa and Galesburg Christian School before in the past. It's reached out to our community, Knox County, and it's a great turnout. It's a great turnout, and you'll be amazed on how hard it is to just pick two winners and one honorable mention. Very, very, very hard.
And so you'll have the winners both read their essays,
yes.
Right? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So it's a really neat thing. Again, doors open at 7:00 Monday morning, First Lutheran Church. The breakfast gets underway at 7:30. Of course, the other cool thing, each year there is a keynote speaker. I don't know if you know this year's keynote speaker, Pam. I know of her. You may know, and I would what I would suggest if you go and you take a look in the mirror, you might see the keynote speaker. Pam Davidson, our guest, is actually the keynote speaker this year. So congratulations on that. What a great honor.
Well, yes, thank you. As being a member of the committee for several years, and Fannie Lou Hamer was a person, their essays talking about getting out the vote, and it's 2020. And if you don't know who I am, I'm the Knox County Board Chair and an elected official. And so I got selected. I was asked to be the speaker, and I'm truly delighted. I'm not going to be singing this year. We have Seminyan McCord. She's going to be singing. And Mr. Isaac Triplett, his daughter, and other people are going to be singing. You're used to me belling out and singing, but I'm going to be the speaker. I can't do it all, but
yeah,
I'm so
votes,
excited.
Right?
Yes, I'm really excited.
But some other great talent, though, obviously,
oh,
too.
Yes,
I mean, it's for those who have heard Seminya. And if you haven't, you got to hear and Isaac and his daughter as well have performed there, too.
Yes.
So the annual King Day breakfast, the celebration for Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday. Again, Monday morning, First Lutheran Church here in Galesburg. The doors open at 7. The event gets underway at 7:30. What the cost, what, like $7?
It's $7 for adults, $4 for children under 10, and also the person, our very own 17th District Congresswoman Sherry Bustos will be there. She will be announcing our winners our essays, and that's such an honor for her to spend that time to come with us.
Absolutely. And now, as I understand, I know in the past they've done for the maybe some of the kids that can't afford to go, that the cost of their meals is
oh yes covered.
Is that,
oh
okay.
Yes, oh yes. And we're asking for if you want to get up, I'm just saying this for myself, Pamela Davidson, if you want to get up and you're a school age and you want to be a part of it, you come and I will pay for you to enjoy the breakfast and hear what you need to hear to be educated about the civil rights movement.
Well, you know, one of the things mentioned to people, well, it's early in the morning. Well, there's a reason for that, because this is something you can go to this and then still get to work, school, whatever the case
right.
may be also.
Right. Definitely. That's why we say it's a breakfast and not a brunch. And I know some people do not have the day off and they do have to work, but they want to be a part of it. So that's why we choose 7:30 in the morning.
Pam Davidson, our guest this morning. She will be the keynote speaker at the King Day breakfast coming up on Monday morning at First Lutheran Church. Pam, talk personally what the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. meant to you in your life. Obviously, you know, you and I are about the same age. We're both
yes.
very young when he was assassinated, but obviously you've grown up learning about him, knowing about him. What does he mean to you personally?
Personally, he means to me hope. He means to me that as being a young African-American female, I have the chance to be fully educated, to be able to go and have friends like you, Tom, and not worry about all the discrimination and having – when he said, I have a dream, you know, I am a part of that dream. I was not really – I was a toddler when he was assassinated, and even in 1964 when Fannie Lou protested to even be a part of the Democratic National Convention, I was born then. But because of my forefathers and four women before me, they laid a path for me to walk on right now, and I am so thankful. And I'm just not thankful for being an African-American woman and doing the things that I do within my communities because of what they did before me. I am thankful for people like you, Tom, for you could be my friend and not be harassed, or for being on the volleyball team with Teresa Powell and teachers and stuff. And I am who I am because of my forefathers making a harsh choice for civil rights and freedoms of all people.
Pam Davidson, our guest this morning, the Martin Luther King Jr. Day breakfast, the annual celebration coming up Monday morning at the First Lutheran Church. Doors open at 7. The event starts at 7:30. You know, and it's so interesting, and we all know as much as we would like it to be a perfect world, it's never going to be because we're human beings.
Right.
And there's always going to be some discrimination, but hopefully it seems to be getting better. But even, you know, I've talked to people about this, that, you know, things get better, but because even when we were coming up, you know, your cousin, who's a good friend of mine,
yes.
you know, talking to him and teammates of his, you know, I remember him talking about in junior high playing basketball in a certain community over near Peoria.
Oh, yes.
On the other
yes.
side of the river there, yes. where they would get called names. It's like,
yes.
are you kidding me? There are parents talking to junior high kids
right.
using racial slurs and that. And it's so interesting now to go to that community and see people of color living there and see
yes.
people of color on their athletic team. So, it, you know, some changes even just over the last, whatever, 30, 40 years.
Oh, definitely. Oh, definitely. And, you know, and seeing the love and the passion for a person that is not of color than you. You know, yes, our country is not perfect, but we need to unite each other, and it starts with one person, and I let it start with me. You know, if I show kindness to another person, I hope that they show kindness back, but if they don't, I keep it moving, and it doesn't stop me from showing kindness to another.
Well, that's also what's so great about this event. If you go to it, there are people from any and every socioeconomic background,
yes.
racial background, religious background, whatever. Mm-hmm. Everybody comes together. That's what's great about this. That's why
yes.
it's a great event for people to see what this community is really about.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And there's not one of a kind. I mean, this is the only event that I feel that comes together like that and be a part. And when they still sing the old Negro spiritual, you know, we shall overcome, and you see hands group from young to old, they're holding hands and they're singing it, and it just gives chills down my spine, Tom, that we do as a little town in this great nation, Galesburg, Illinois, that we come together like this. I think it's great.
Wanted to mention something you told me off the air, a friend of yours that had passed away, and you were actually starting a scholarship in her name. Let's talk about that a little bit.
Carla Kelly, she is the daughter of Joan Kelly and William Kelly. They have both passed, but we went to Galesburg High School together. We were have been friends since 14, and she was born and raised here. She came back to take care of her mother before she passed here, and she was in Washington, D.C. And her father, when he died, he left money to the Martin Luther King Celebration Committee. And her brother, Ed Kelly, he even spoke at one of the breakfasts after the Million Man March, and he died. And so Carla passed, and her funeral was November the 11th, and I feel because she was so passionate and caring about the civil rights movement and about children, because she worked for the Park and Rec for Baltimore, I'm going to donate money to have a scholarship in her name. And friends of mine are who knows Carla from Latricia Andrews in the Quad Cities and other people. We're coming together and put money because this is something that she would want, and our scholarships are giving out to non-traditional and traditional, but by a financial need, and what a legacy to say, because from her brothers, her sisters, her families all believed in the Martin Luther King Celebration Committee to have a scholarship. And it was just – I was just devastated because I was with her in September in Washington, D.C., and then from the phone call of talking to her almost every day for her passing, what a it's just a small thing I can do in her name.
Absolutely. And so if somebody would maybe want to help out financially with that, would you accept donations?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, yes. The Martin Luther King Celebration Committee accepts all – donations. So if you want to, and you know Carla or you know the Kelly family, more than appreciative, because it's going to a young or non-traditional or older person who wants to further their education.
Yeah, and even if you didn't know Carla or the family, it's such a great cause. I mean, please help out. And they can talk to you or any of the committee members Monday morning, hopefully, at the breakfast. And again, well, it's a great celebration, the annual Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Breakfast celebration will be Monday morning, First Lutheran Church. The doors will open at 7 o'clock. The breakfast actually starts at 7:30, just $7 for adults, $4 for children. What age?
10 and under.
10 and under. And then, Pam.
I already said, if you're young and you want to get up out of the bed and you want to come, tell them Pam Davidson has your ticket.
All right. And again, Pam will be the keynote speaker. There will be music and prayer and fellowship, and it's a really, really great event. And also great food. We can't forget that.
Oh, definitely. The church does a wonderful breakfast. Yum, yum, yum.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, Pam, anything else we need to know about the celebration?
I think we covered everything, and I just want to say thank you. Thank you for letting us come on air to let Knox County know about our breakfast and what we're doing in the community.
Pam, thank you so much for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you.